Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I would happen to be JR. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in and tuning in on the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, on SiriusXM channel 158, and everybody tuned in on a smart speaker. Well, all you have to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I hope you've had a tremendous Tuesday. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. It's a four-hour show. I've already been here for 1 hour. I get started every single weeknight. That means Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Big night for Major League Baseball. A big one. National League leading the American League 3-2 as they head to the ninth inning. Been a fun game so far. We'll give you an update on everything as the game concludes. It's been a busy day in the world of sports, despite there being no regulation play between baseball, the NFL, the NBA, the Big Four. They're all off. And this is Major League Baseball's time to shine. Unfortunately, as we shared with you in the first hour, a lot of negativity surrounding some of baseball's legends. Rob Manfred, commissioner of Major League Baseball, reaffirms that Pete Rose ain't getting nowhere close to a formal relationship with Major League Baseball. No reinstatement. And then Barry Bonds. Yes, Barry Bonds, and I think what probably has to be his most detailed comments, I think, ever about just kind of his own banishment from baseball and not going into the Hall of Fame. He sat down with the Hollywood Swinging podcast, and we'll share some of those words and comments with you as Barry Bonds feels that he has been just double punished for not breaking any rules, it seems like. So we'll share that with you as the show continues to move on. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. If you want to talk to us here, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online all over social media. I am at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. To let you know one more time, Major League Baseball All-Star Game is going down in Seattle, Washington. The National League, they currently lead 3-2 heading into the top of the ninth inning. We'll get into Barry Bonds. The NBA has some news as well. James Harden reportedly still wants out. Damian Lillard, we heard yesterday from the Blazers general manager Joe Cronin. He let everybody know if it's going to take months for us to trade Damian Lillard, then we will wait months. Speaking of Las Vegas, Alvin Kamara, he beat the living hell out of a guy in Vegas, and now he's been punished for it. I'll tell you what that is. And then, speaking of Vegas, without a shadow of a doubt, one day they'll pick up an NBA team, and it looks like we might actually have a timeline for that. So things continue to change. The NBA thinking about expansion, so is Major League Baseball. And, you know, here's some change. Tonight's game in baseball is an exhibition game. I know years ago, Bud Selig did one of the dumbest things ever and decided to institute the fact that whoever won tonight's game, the All-Star game, historically, they would get home field advantage in the World Series, which was just nuts. To think that a meaningless All-Star game was now going to have bearing on two teams that played 162 games, and it's decided by a bunch of guys who have nothing to do with it. So I'm glad that that's gone. And so over time, we know that Major League Baseball, they've tinkered with things. And this past season, they've tinkered with the rules a little bit more than what people have been accustomed to. We have larger bases. There are rules that dictate how long a hitter has to stay at home plate. They're trying to speed up the game. And we've seen games go down from, you know, that 3.5 hour mark to a manageable 2.5 hours just by pitchers having to pitch and deliver the ball to the plate and just by hitters having to stay in the batter's box. None of that Nomar Garcia Parra, I'm going to step out, I'm going to readjust my gloves, I'm going to grab my crotch, I'm going to put my bat down. None of that trash. See ball, hit ball, let's keep it moving. And so now that this rule has been instituted for the first half of the season, now that we have seen the games be sped up, there's some question marks, especially from the Major League Baseball Players Association. And especially as we move towards the second half of the season and ultimately go towards the playoffs. It's one thing to have all of these new rules during the regular season. It's another thing to have it in the postseason. And so Tony Clark, I remember Tony Clark played for a lot of teams. Primarily, I remember him with the Tigers. Real nice guy. He's the executive director of the Major League Baseball Players Association. He represents all of the players. And he had some comments to ESPN about the new rules. And as the season continues on, he says that we need to maybe look at them a little bit more. Listen to this.
New on-field rules were something that the players offered their input on early in the year. And unfortunately, a good portion of those interests weren't included in the new rules. And there have been some adjustments along the way, but the players have adapted. And a number of things in regards to the new rules for this year have been good. We hope there's still some conversations that can be had moving forward that perhaps adjustments can be considered. But so far, so good. Guys have adapted well. The response seems to have been positive. But as we start the second half of the season, it's going to be important that we smooth out or continue to smooth out as many of the rough edges as possible.
And what are those rough edges? This is what it boils down to. They want to add a few more seconds for the pitcher, for the hitter in the postseason. Now, let's think about this. Anyone who's watched postseason baseball would understand it's a completely different animal than the regular season. I think even from, I don't care if you're in the game, like in the stadium, I don't care if you're watching on television, thinking about just how tense every pitch is and every moment and every second adds to the drama of the game and adds, I would say, to the intrigue of what you watch. It's impossible to have that through 162 games, but if every single baseball game were able to have that same type of drama and tension and just emotion that you have in a postseason, man, the regular season would be gold. I don't think we'd be having conversations about the popularity of the game, but it's impossible. You get it in the postseason. And so what we haven't seen yet are these current pitch rules or the pitch clock rules in postseason play, which right now allow a pitcher 15 seconds between pitches when the bases are empty and 20 seconds to throw the ball when you have a runner on. Look, I think, and this is how I view it, baseball ain't losing anything by trying to maintain postseason play. I think you can have both. I think you can still have a quick, efficient, and fun game, but still maintain just those tense moments where the camera is zooming in on a pitcher and you see the sweat dripping off his brow and off his cap and this next pitch is do or die. And those are the type of moments that baseball needs to keep. They don't need to go out there and speed these things up. You know, Tony Clark continued on and he said, I don't think there are too many folks that want to have a new rule affect the game in a pennant chase or in the playoffs. He said there are adjustments that can be beneficial. And I think as an entertainment property for baseball, he's 100% correct. Now, of course, Rob Manfred, a little bit different here. He said in response, in general, I think you ought to play the postseason the way you play the regular season. We are comfortable the way the clock is and the violations, particularly late in the games and high leverage situations. We feel that they have been managed. And so, yeah, just Rob Manfred, I feel, is just being a contrarian to be a contrarian. Because I think if there's one point in time, one element where you want to maintain space and tension, it would be the postseason. I personally, I don't know, and maybe I have to see it or experience it. I don't want to watch a 2 hour and 15 minute baseball game in the postseason that's going to be rushed. It's like watching a movie. Every game is like watching a film. Like, why are we going to the editing room? Why are we going to the chopping block just to speed things up? And so those are changes. If you want to keep it in the regular season, sure. But I think there's a happy medium for postseason play. And I think that we should maintain some space to let the game breathe and not just speed it up in the playoffs, especially when we got the best versus the best. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Lee is here from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, let's get Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame before he goes on us, man. Is there anybody else with 4,000 hits? Is there anybody else that's completely blasted a catcher and made her drop the ball on home plate?
I don't know if that's the most honorable thing that Pete Rose did.
No, it's not the most honorable thing, but he did it. He was a beast.
And I also don't think his company with 4,000 hits is the most honorable either.
Well, he bet on his team to win, right, JR? I don't have a problem with that. I mean, if he was betting on his team to lose, I would have a serious problem with that. But if he's betting on his team to win, I think that's honorable.
I think it's irrelevant. I think when you know that there is a rule that you shouldn't like break, and you do it anyway for your own personal gain, and you do something that could potentially harm the game and the integrity of it, I think it's wrong.
Was it clear cut back then, JR? Was it clear cut rules back then in the 70s? I mean, all this stuff has come up in the last 20 years that is just destroying sports, and I don't like it.
This was almost 35 to 40 years ago. In 1989, he was charged with gambling on games he managed and played in. Have you been to Vegas recently? You're in San Diego.
No, I'm disabled, JR. I can't travel anymore.
Okay. All right. But well, you're familiar with
I know my
Vegas.
San Diego sports.
No, but you're familiar. You're familiar with gambling, though, right?
No, I don't gamble.
Oh, so maybe that.
Because I know I'm going to lose.
Hey, here's the thing, Lee, and I want you to listen. And thank you for calling from San Diego. There's a reason why historically they have not wanted players. There's a reason right now today why the NFL doesn't want its players gambling on NFL games. There's a reason why they don't want them gambling at their facilities. And yes, we can find a lot of it to be hypocritical. They don't want anybody, any outside influence away from the game, offering anybody money. They don't want these dudes throwing the game, because what the leagues can ultimately do is throw away their money if people watching don't believe what they're looking at is real. Okay? Nobody needs, not Rob Manfred, not Roger Goodell, not Adam Silver. Nobody needs these games to be looked at like it's WWE. Like there's a predetermined outcome here. If that is the case, you can throw all the gambling away. If I want to spend money in any capacity, if I want to gamble on a game, why don't I put my money down on something that doesn't have a real outcome? And there are plenty of people who believe in conspiracy theories and think that these things happen all the time and everything is scripted. And sure, yeah, you're going to have a Tim Donaghy. Are you always going to have somebody ready to cheat? Yeah, to get ahead, of course. This goes beyond sports. That's just life. There are plenty of people who are looking to get ahead, to utilize an additional advantage, to kind of do things on the outskirts so they can personally get ahead. That will always be the case. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's just a matter of fact. But what the leagues have to do is not sit around. See, listen, people, it's not about the moral high ground of being a commissioner, about being a Gary Bettman or Goodell. It's not about the moral high ground. It's maintaining the integrity, in air quotes, of these games so they can keep making money. That's it. And so if we want to talk about hypocrisy of Pete Rose not being in or this guy not being in, I understand it. They don't care about that. It's just about the money. We have to maintain the image. We have to maintain the belief that this is pure, that we don't have cheaters, and that cheaters are going to be punished so we could keep making money. So sponsors aren't throwing their cash at a sham. And the WWE, WWF is a great example. They have grown over the years, not just from being, this is just some wrestling. They've grown into being an entertainment property, a global entertainment property, an entertainment property that tours, that has pay-per-view, that has books and games and DVDs and television deals with USA, NBC, and Fox, because they're not just some fake sports. It's just flat entertainment. And so you know what that allowed them to do? Make money from sponsors. I mean, the WWE is even looking into ways right now where they can participate in the betting gambling craze that is just all over sports right now. Even the WWE is looking into it. And that's something that has a scripted outcome. The cat's been out the bag for God knows how long now. 25, 30 years since the Iron Sheik and Hacksaw Jim Duggan, you know, one guy supposed to be from Iran and the other guy from America were caught with drugs in a car together where they're supposed to be fierce rivals. Like, this is 35, 40 years ago. You know what professional sports doesn't want? Any of that crap. They don't want to go backwards. They want you to know anybody caught gambling or cheating or influenced, anybody who can screw up the game, stay over there, you're done. And so, yes, I said this last hour. In the case of Pete Rose, I could care less if Major League Baseball made him a bed in their Park Avenue office tomorrow. They could do it. But him, unfortunately, yeah, he's 82 years old. He's the ultimate example. Rob Manfred said as much. He broke rule number one. Don't gamble, don't bet. And as a result, yeah, Pete Rose is not going to be reinstated. And let's not conflate two things. There's two issues here. There's Pete Rose having a formal relationship with baseball, and then there's Pete Rose going into the Hall of Fame. He's 82 years old. I don't think either one of those two things will happen while he's breathing. He said as much himself. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls. Looks like the National League is getting ready to close things out. We'll give you an update on that. And then, as well, we're going to hear from Barry Bonds, because Barry Bonds has spoken himself on not being in the Hall of Fame. He feels that he's been punished. You're going to hear from his own mouth, a matter of fact, on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the great JR, man. Your show is so awesome. We appreciate listening to you on a regular basis, my man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. What a night this is. All-Star game is coming down to the wire here. National League leading the American League 3-2. Bottom of the ninth, Jose Ramirez at the plate. They're down to their final out here. Craig Kimbrel on the mound against Jose Ramirez. I look at Kimbrel and all I could think about is him standing on the mound and, you know, always leaning in with his hands up. So we'll give you an update on the game as it continues on and possibly concludes any minute now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I also told you about Barry Bonds. This is interesting timing. He has said the most I think he has ever said about his standing with baseball and the game of baseball, and not with or without him. I'm going to get to some of your calls here, and then I want you to hear from Barry Bonds, and then we'll look into the conclusion of tonight's All-Star game. Rhett is calling from Houston, Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening. I was just quite shocked about the previous caller from San Diego, the quite simplistic and quite honestly ignorant comment about how it's okay because he bet on his team. Let me tell you what, you said it happened in 1989 when he finally got busted. I was 10 years old, and I was fortunate enough to see him play, to Pete Rose play in the Astrodome as a child, when he was a player and then as a player manager. And as a 10-year-old, as a 10-year-old mind, I thought, oh, that's right. He bet on his own team. That's fine. Well, guess what? Once you actually grow up, get life experience, you understand, as a manager, you're going to manage a game differently if you're betting on it. Also, you're at the whim of the bookie, because all the bookie has to do is say, hey, you're going to lose this game. And then so you manage the game differently. It's completely wrong. And also the guy was talking about did he know it was in every clubhouse in MLB since the Chicago Black Sox scandal, they showed you do not bet. Do not. In fact, that's the whole reason MLB has a commissioner, because of the Chicago Black Sox scandal. And if I just may add one last thing, is that I believe the man, Pete Rose, did those accomplishments. The plaque should be in the Hall of Fame. He should not be able to attend. They should have an MLB official come out, say, Pete Rose is in the Hall of Fame. This is his accomplishment. And say, but he is not here with us today because he bet on baseball. And it should be a learning example for the next generation. I'll hang up on this.
Oh, well, thank you, Rhett, for calling from Houston, Texas. While you were filling us all in, hey, how about this? The National League, they just won. They beat the American League. Craig Kimbrell knocks it out or finishes, closes up this game. First National League win since 2012. This took place tonight at, I want to call it Safeco Field, so bad. Kimbrell comes on, gives up two walks, still has two strikeouts here, gets a whole, feels like a real game of work, 30 pitches in that one inning to get the save. It was a good game from start to finish. It was a close one, wasn't a blowout, kept you paying attention. It's kind of funny looking at the crowd here, people getting out of Dodge real quick here at T-Mobile Park that I want to call Safeco Field. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS right now. They are waiting to see who wins the Ted Williams MVP award for the game. I have an idea. It might be Elias Diaz, who hit this home run in the top of the eighth to put the National League up. A matter of fact, let's take a listen to that home run. This is courtesy of Fox Sports.
2-2 to Diaz. He's hit in the air to deep left field. Back it goes. Elias Diaz puts the National League in front. At 32 years old in his All-Star debut, a go-ahead home run.
Listen, I told you, there's a lot of dudes who came through here in this All-Star game that you'd have to go, who? What? Who's that? Who's this guy? And so seeing Kimbrell on the mound to close things out, and he's been around for a long time, whether it's here in Atlanta or in Boston or in Philly, he was the familiar face here that I think most people are used to seeing. Let's take a listen to that final call here on Fox.
Two on, two out, and a 2-2 pitch. Ramirez swings and misses. Kimbrell slams the door. The National League's finally back on top. Its first All-Star game win since 2012.
Yeah, there you have it. And so what can I say? The Major League Baseball All-Star game is done. Yeah, it's kind of it went out with a whimper. Like, what are we supposed to do now? Hey, Shep, what are we supposed to do now? The game is done. Nothing, right?
You said it. We're waiting for the Ted Williams MVP recipient.
Right.
We have exactly. A good idea. We don't know it's official, though.
Is Rob Manfred, he's going to come out and hand that award to somebody?
Better watch what he talks about in terms of the material.
Or is it going to be one of these sponsors?
I don't know. Maybe they'll maybe they'll interview Pete Rose again.
Yeah, well, I think Pete Rose is tucked in his covers at night somewhere, tucked in bed. And we'll see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. National League wins 3-2. I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. I did not forget about Barry Bonds. We will definitely hear from him. The conclusion of this game obviously took precedence here on that one. And so let's get to a newsflash. Let's get to your calls. Let's hear from Barry Bonds.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR, man? I listen to your show every night, man. I tell you what, man, you miss your calling, bro. You miss your calling as a comedian. You are a funny dude, man. I don't mean that in no disrespect, but you are truly funny.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Thanks. All disrespect taken. Now, who am I kidding? I don't care. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Congratulations to the National League beating the American League tonight in the MLB All-Star Game. The final score, 3-2. You can thank the All-Star Game MVP, Elias Diaz, who wins the MVP award. The National League wins the All-Star Game for the first time since 2012. Elias Diaz comes through in the top of the eighth, gives you a two-run home run representing the Rockies and the National League. And that two-run home run breaks them or brings them from a deficit of 2-1 to the 3-2 victory. It was a little tight there in the ninth inning as a veteran, a multi-time All-Star, Craig Kimbrell is on the mound or was on the mound. He pitched or threw 30 pitches. He walked two dudes. He struck out two, had two guys on base. And this is what Craig Kimbrell had to say on Fox after the game about getting out of the jam and picking up the save.
Getting to face Rodriguez there and seeing this crowd get up and get excited, I took a moment, stood on the back of the mound, took it in. It was pretty cool to see, especially with the home crowd. I'm just glad I was able to get the job done. It's been a while since the National League has got a win, so it feels pretty good.
Yeah, Julio Rodriguez, a hometown favorite for the Seattle Mariners, was able to draw a walk. And then fortunately here for the National League in Kimbrell, he was able to go out there and strike out and get Jose Ramirez from the Indians, or excuse me, the Guardians, out of the building and shut out this game. 855-212-4CBS. Paul is here from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, good evening, JR. Thanks for putting me on.
Sure.
Hey, my comments were back to Pete Rose and him not getting into the Hall of Fame. There's a lot of other context, I think, that went to that not happening, not just the fact that he gambled on baseball, which he later admitted. But at the time that he was banished by Giamatti, you know, he had held that he hadn't done anything. And for years, he campaigned openly to make people think that he was getting abused, and he wasn't.
It wasn't until 2004 that there was any type of admission. And this goes back to 1989, 1990 when he got popped.
Yeah. So he went on a protracted like PR campaign to make himself look like he was a victim. And he had many times the ability to say, hey, I did it back then. And I think he would have been forgiven. But when you go that way, what commissioner is going to give him a break on it now? I just don't ever see it happening.
Yeah, no, and he pretty much said as much. And thank you, Paul, for calling from Illinois. You know what? Let's hear that from Pete Rose himself. He says he doesn't imagine being reinstated while he's still alive. Well, I mean, what good is a reinstatement if he's dead? This is what he had to say back in 2017. Pete Rose talking to Sports Team 8 in Connecticut. Listen to this.
Do you think you've served your debt to baseball society? And do you think you'll ever see in your lifetime a reinstatement in baseball?
No, not in my lifetime. Maybe my kids' lifetime. But you're right. I mean, but I'm not going to sit here on your show and whine because I'm the one that screwed up. I'm the one that made a mistake. And I've been suspended 27 years. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a long time, but I think the lords of baseball understand that I understand I screwed up. Mm-hmm. They're just scared to push the button. They're scared to push the button. Like all I do in my life today is sell baseball. Mm-hmm. I work 4.5 hours a day, 20 days a month in Las Vegas at the malls, signing autographs for people, talking positive about the game of baseball. I never badmouth the game of baseball. And you know, the last 10 years or so, you could badmouth the game of baseball if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Because of the steroids and all that stuff going on.
What'd you do differently?
Not been on baseball. No, that's the whole thing in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I wouldn't change anything I did.
Why is this newsworthy again or noteworthy today of all days during Major League Baseball's All-Star Game? It's simple. Because before the game, Rob Manfred was asked about Pete Rose during his press conference. And it was pretty much, hey, Major League Baseball is real involved in the betting industry like most professional sports. And is there any chance that we see Pete Rose's lifetime ban lifted? And Rob Manfred basically said, not basically, quote, Pete Rose violated what is rule number one of baseball, and the consequences of that are clear in the rules. So, yeah, don't expect his ban to go away. That's it. He says, I think for us, we've always approached the issue of gambling from the proposition that players and other people who are in a position to influence the outcome of the game are going to be subject to a different set of rules than everyone else. Big news there from Rob Manfred as it relates to Pete Rose. So, yeah, that stance hasn't changed. It doesn't matter how many letters Pete Rose has written to the commissioner's office over the past several years. Some other news that started to get some traction, and you'll probably hear more about it tomorrow and over the next several days, and this is not the news that baseball wants to hear, it's Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds has spoken up, I think in more detail than ever before, about his standing, his own personal standing in baseball. So Barry Bonds sat down on a new podcast, Hollywood Swinging. Stephen Bishop, Jerry Hairston Jr., Major League Baseball player, former player, have this new podcast, Hollywood Swinging. And their first guest, Barry Bonds. And Barry Bonds was asked about his own standing in Major League Baseball. And I don't want to say he dropped the hammer, but I've never heard him speak so directly about where he is. And he was asked if everything bothers him. He was asked if the issue and kind of being a pariah gets to him. And this is what he had to say. And he's like, yeah, I'm a human being. This stuff bothers me. Listen to this.
Yeah, does it bother you? Sure, I'm human. I'm not, you know, I'm not some wall sitting up here, don't care. Sure, it bothers you. But at the same time, I also don't know who I am. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, people have to understand something, is that the fact of is that I was vindicated. I went to the court. I was in federal court and I won my case 100%. Where is the vindication of me in my own sport? That's what bothers me.
Okay. He's looking at what happened in the court and he's like, hey, I wasn't found guilty of anything. So why isn't baseball showing me love? Why am I not receiving love from the Hall of Fame voters? And then he continued on, Barry Bonds did, speaking about his relationship with the media, of which in the past he's admitted to being a jerk, and tying the two together. Listen to this.
Obviously, they don't like me. That's fine. Okay, we don't like each other. I love you now. I mean, we don't like each other at times. Fine. I'm a lot older, mature, more better for it now than I was back then. But when you go to court, what's the court? Is the media our judge and jury, or is true facts of what goes on in one's life? I was vindicated. I was convicted of obstruction of justice of a sentence that was overturned, not for anything else, a sentence. Rambling is what they called it. And I appealed that charge and I won. I'm not under federal. I'm not a criminal of any kind. I'm not anything. Major League Baseball, the records are still there, you know, and I try to tell everybody this. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, and I don't care if they want to judge athletes on performing enhancing drugs or not. It doesn't matter.
Okay. When's the last time you heard Barry Bonds speak like this? Never. And he's not done. Barry Bonds continued on. And he says, I don't understand why I'm being like doubly punished. I'm being punished. Well, just listen to him explain it.
Major League Baseball, and let's get this clearly and straight, had a rule and has rules. Okay. Whether they were broken or not broken, there were rules, some rules. my era, there was no rules. In the era they changed the rules in 2003 or 2004, whenever the rules started to change, there was rules. There are some people that were convicted of those rules during the case of those rules. Well, Major League Baseball said, if you did X, you were suspended for X, right? The athlete was suspended for X. That means he missed time in baseball. He was punished for that. His numbers still are the same for based on what he's accomplished. That does not prevent him from the other part of the, for getting into the Hall of Fame. Has nothing to do with it. If Major League Baseball has punished you for whatever mistakes you made, whether you hit a pitcher, hit a person, you missed 5 games, or was performing enhancing drugs, you missed 50 games, or whatever that is, Major League Baseball already punished you for those stints. Why is Hall of Fame punishing you? Doesn't make sense. It makes zero sense that you're being double punished for something that you've already been punished for.
Oh, wow. Is Barry Bonds, is he right? Is Barry Bonds delusional? Like, a lot of what he said is factual. But I think a lot of what Barry Bonds is leaving out is probably the simplest thing to understand. Like, bro, you were a jerk. And as much as it would be okay to say, yeah, he's right about this, and it shouldn't count that he's a jerk. It does. That's the reality. I mean, one of the things, if we go back at this point, wow, to really think about it, it's been 20 years. I don't think you found another word more closely associated with Barry Bonds than the word surly. Just miserable. It was only a few years ago that Barry Bonds admitted that he was a jerk to the media and that he should have done better and that his own reputation, he hurt it himself. And so, yeah, okay, well, why are you complaining now if you know and understand all of this to sit around and question why? Why am I being punished to not go into the Hall of Fame? Why am I a pariah? Why am I being kind of slapped with the scarlet letter S on my forehead? Go back to your own answer you gave a couple of years ago where you said, yeah, I was a jerk. You know, sometimes the simplest explanation is the right one. And that's what it happens to be. Barry Bonds, found guilty by a jury of his peers for obstruction of justice, but the same jury was unable to conclude whether or not Bonds lied about knowingly using performance-enhancing drugs during his career. Come on now. Barry, you made your bed for like 30 years. Lie down in it. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk more about Barry Bonds, more about tonight's All-Star Game here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses, made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls. Love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Summer's always the perfect time to invite your friends and family over for a backyard barbecue. And when you're looking to make your get-together a little better for you, Beyond Meat has you covered. Beyond's products are delicious, simple to cook, and can be added into so many different meals. It's seriously that easy. Like the new Beyond sausages, available in hot Italian style or brat. They're packed with protein, have that true meaty flavor, and sizzle great on the grill, just like you're used to. Plus, they're made with simple, plant-based ingredients that you can feel good about. And the best part, your friends may not even be able to tell. Look for the new Beyond sausage, now with new meatier taste, at your local store. For great recipes and where to buy Beyond sausage, go to beyondmeat.com. And get ready to summer better with Beyond.